Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are refusing to play this new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over their airport monitors.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the video propaganda. The shutdown brings uncertainty to tens of millions of retirees who were supposed to hear today about their Social Security cost of living adjustment. That information has been delayed probably now until next week. This is ABC News. Tear gas was used on protesters on Chicago's South Side after a high-speed Border Patrol chase of a driver suspected of being in the country illegally. ICE says he rammed into a Border Patrol vehicle. President Trump threatening to move next year's World Cup matches out of suburban Boston, claiming parts of that city have been taken over by unrest. The president says the latest strike on a boat near Venezuela is lawful.
Venezuela says the latest U.S. strike on a suspected drug boat is a violation of international rights. But President Trump says the U.S. attacked the boat in international waters, killing six drug traffickers. It's the fifth U.S. missile strike on a boat off Venezuela in recent months.
ABC's Faith Abube. A mosquito bite has infected a person from Long Island with an illness that New York State officials say hasn't been seen in the U.S. in 6 years. The chikungunya virus brings aches and chills, rarely death. It's been spreading in China. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Attention residents of Minocqua, are you elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own smoke detector? Well, the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department has a program currently running to provide you a 10-year battery smoke detector provided by them and installed by them. If you meet certain criteria, you can sign up to have a smoke detector installed free of charge. This is a limited program, so check out what's needed to be eligible, and you can send them a private message with your name, address, and phone number. To be eligible, you must be a Minocqua resident, not commercial or business, elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own detector, and be aware that this is a battery-operated detector, not a replacement for an interconnected unit. All you have to do is send the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department your information and they will contact you. You can find this post on their Facebook page under Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department. This is only for a limited time, so don't delay. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind local businesses about the business decorating contest. Whether it's spooky, scary, or cute, they would love to see your fall and Halloween decor. To enter the contest, you can submit one photo via email to chamber@parkfalls.com before 4 p.m. on October 17th. The Chamber will post a Facebook album with all participants, and the photo with the most likes by noon on Saturday, October 25th will be the winner, receiving a plaque and bragging rights until next year. Once again, the deadline for the contest is 4 p.m. on October 17th, and to enter, simply submit one photo of your business's fall or Halloween decor via email to chamber@parkfalls.com. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. Jennings spoke with Chad Holmes this week on the WXCO Morning Show. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panaqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panaqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanaquaCars.com.
You probably see something like this every day, an email that doesn't look quite right, or a phone call to your cell phone and you don't recognize the number. You know how to manage those items, but scammers are getting better at the way they try to infiltrate your information. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection tells us there is a new attack on our seniors. Details next.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Michelle Reinen is the administrator at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She said they are learning that seniors are being targeted more and more these days by scammers that are trying to get at their nest egg.
Some of it is that they are older and believed to have more in their nest egg, if you will, more money, so that they become a larger target in that concept. Others are because of the method of communication that they more traditionally use, being a telephone versus social media. So there's more opportunity for engagement with them. You can get into a conversation. That scam can go on for many different layers, if you will, or phases. Another reason why they may be targeted more often is they may be more secluded.
Michelle Reinen with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says aside from that seclusion, some seniors are also taking medications that can have side effects that leave them confused. The bottom line, she says, is make sure that you're touching base, trying to put in monitoring systems to make sure if there's transactions that your senior is involved with, they are legitimate.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And as fall colors start to pop up around Wisconsin, we'd love to see your favorite picture. You can send it to us via our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. I'm Pam Yonke.
The crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43. 98Q Country.
TV diet goulash. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. And
dance. like it's meant to be. All wrapped up in my arms so tight. Hey, pretty girl, it feels so right. Life's a long and winding ride. Better have the right one by your side. And happiness don't drag its feet. And time moves faster than you think. Hey, pretty girl, wanna take you home. My mama's gonna love you. She'll make me sleep on the couch, I know. Hey, pretty girl, wanna take you home. Hey, pretty girl, let's build some dreams. And a house on a piece of land. Some roots and some apple trees. Hey, pretty girl, let's build some dreams. Life's a long and winding ride. Better have the right one by your side. And happiness don't drag its feet. And time moves faster than you think. Hey, pretty girl, you did so good. Our baby's got your eyes. And I fight her hard like I knew she would. Hey, pretty girl, you did so good. Hey, pretty girl, when I see the light, and it's my time to go, thank the Lord for a real good life. A pretty little girl and a beautiful wife.
I love their variety.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this.
just trolling around the dance floor. Puts a big smile on my face, no cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. I just love this old bar.
Tito's in, I'm thinking about you. In that little border town where the desert glows gold when the sun goes down. My head's 30,000 feet in the clouds, knowing 20 minutes from now I'll be somewhere.
Laney Wilson there, 98Q Country, Wednesday edition, morning show, coming to you this morning from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We are waking up to 43 today. Get this thing up to about, what are we looking at here, 58 today. Looks like another nice stretch of weather today. Rain-wise, there is a little bit of a chance through Friday. Not much, no, not much at all today. Tomorrow, probably the best chance of rain over the next 3 to 4 days. But it just kind of seems to be widely scattered at best. So it's dry. It's dry. I don't know Now, usually by this time of the year, the leaves, you know, have gotten moistened pretty good by some rain showers and stuff like that. But if you go outside and grab a couple of those leaves, most of them are crunch them right up pretty good. It's getting to be that time, by the way, for you leaf procrastinators to get out there and at least think about it. First thing you do is you go outside and you look up. All right, you look up and you look around. What's going on in the trees? Are they all down yet? Take a good look around, and then your next look should be straight down, scanning the ground. What's going on down here? Some of you might have a place. That's something you don't ever see in a selling point of a house. You know, when there's a realty listing for a house, you don't ever see, they say 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, beautiful updated kitchen, you know, large master bedroom. With all that description, it never says, oh, and by the way, in the fall, there's 3 feet of leaves in the backyard. They don't mention that point. There's never a picture of the house, like, in the fall. This is what it looks like, and this is what you're going to have to deal with. No, the pictures are always, like, in the middle of summer, you know. He edited out all the mosquitoes out of there. It's a beautiful shot of the house. Beautiful. Where's that January photo of the 3-foot drift that blows across the front driveway because it's in a perfect path of the north wind where every time it snows, you get a 3-foot. That doesn't come with the house description, and probably rightly so. I'm convinced that most of the leaves, 70 to 80% of the leaves, within about a quarter-mile radius of my home end up in my backyard. I think that's just the way it goes. It kind of just all funnels right in there. And I don't have a problem with that. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of those leaves. So 43 is our wake-up temp on our way to about 58 today. I hope it's a good Wednesday. I know it's a Wednesday, so that's right smack dab in the middle of the week. But I certainly hope it's a good day for you. We'll talk a little local stuff. Craig's going to be in to talk a little outdoors with Bader Sports Center. Keith Crispill will be in from our monthly visit with the District Administrator Apprentice. He'll join us at about 8:30, update us on what's going on down at the Apprentice School. I believe Kendra from Embrace will have a monthly visit with us, and we'll see what else we can bring into the studio. Gray's going to be broadcasting from Wheelway today. They're doing a lot of good stuff for Santa's Elves Foundation and the Lord's Covered Food Pantry this month. So Gray will be down at Wheelway today from 10 to 1. I slipped him a few free tickets for an incentive for you to stop on down and see him. So we'll see what he's got after 10 o'clock here this morning. The Brewers down 2-0 now. Pitching was dominant last night. The pitcher for the Dodgers, Yamamoto. He tossed a complete game. And the Dodgers are in control now. They go back to L.A. So now the Brewers can only lose one more. Can only lose one more. They're down 2-0. The next 3 games will be in L.A. We'll take today off. We'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. With games in L.A. I don't think they've tweaked any of the times on those games. The other series is still going with Toronto and Seattle. That, by the way, also 2-0. We played 4 games now in the divisional league championship series, and the road team has won all four. All 4 games. Both are 2-0. So the Brewers at L.A. 5:08 tomorrow. 4:30 will be the pregame. And then as we get into Friday, what's Friday night's game time? Is that a 7:08? What do we got here? 7:38. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:38. So 5 o'clock tomorrow, basically. 7:30 Friday. And then 7 o'clock on Saturday. Hopefully that game will be necessary. Brewer baseball. If you're running around doing stuff, all the games will be right here. Twice an hour news and sports at 6:31. Let's take a moment here and get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of 4 bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are refusing to play this new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over their airport monitors.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refused to fund the federal government.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the video propaganda. The shutdown brings uncertainty to tens of millions of retirees who were supposed to hear today about their Social Security cost of living adjustment. That information has been delayed probably now until next week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin DOT is urging caution on the roads as deer activity increases this time of year. With the change in season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, quote, "This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes," end quote. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than a third of those crashes happened in October and November. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. Be sure to drive at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. Crash injuries are less severe or can be avoided entirely when everyone wears a seatbelt. Be sure to also carefully scan the road ahead. If one deer crosses, watch for more. And if you see a deer, honk your horn to encourage them to move away from the road. And if you do hit a deer, be sure to get your vehicle safely off the road as soon as possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in the active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Be sure to stay buckled up inside of your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along a road is always dangerous. And never attempt to move an injured deer. You can find more tips at wisconsindot.gov. Get ready for spooky fun! The City of Park Falls would like to inform you that trick-or-treat hours for Park Falls are from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Halloween night, Friday, October 31st. Be sure to stay safe, and remember, adding reflective items to costumes is always a good idea as it can help drivers spot them faster and avoid any accidents. Also, be sure to stay safe when crossing roads, and above all, remember to have a fun and happy Halloween! As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys, and that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Aqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Aqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Glenn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43.
98Q Country.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone. I'm out to drown your memory. they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out.
Shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
If you're going out with someone new, I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride here, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song out of hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again, and I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down, we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. 'Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, and made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting with mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. 'Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you, somewhere. Somewhere with you, I'm somewhere with you. somewhere with you. Somewhere with you.
Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country. A week from tomorrow, it's our annual day of giving for His House of Hope. We're going to educate. We're all going to learn a little bit of some stuff about the His House of Hope, and hopefully some of you will be inspired to help out this great cause in Phillips. What's pretty cool, we've been doing this yearly fundraiser for an area charity for probably 20 years now on the morning show and through the day. And we've never had a year going into it where we had somebody step forward and say that we're going to match everything up to $10,000. That's a game changer. So everything you give is automatically going to be doubled. That's pretty cool. So we'll learn about it together. His House of Hope. You can follow him on Facebook if you like. But it's a great facility that opened up just recently in Phillips. You can go to their website, which is hohphillips.org, hohphillips.org, and check out what they're all about. So we look forward to doing that a week from tomorrow, our annual day of giving. Brewers lose, and now they a little recovery time today, and hopefully they can, between now and L.A., maybe go over some kind of a, I don't know, fly over something that's out in the mountains. There's got to be a, got to be an area of the mountains out west that has like, I don't know, I don't want to say radiation, but something Superman-like flowing from the mountains, and it'll light up their bats, and they'll start hitting the ball out there. It was a rough night last night. That Yamamoto guy was, what did they say, first time in 8 years, a complete game in the postseason, was it, or in the NL? It was something that hasn't happened in a while. So the Brewers couldn't get it going, and hopefully they'll go out to L.A. and take care of the Dodgers. We've got the next game for you Thursday, right around 5 o'clock, 5:08, first pitch for you right here. Brewers down 2-0. Let's take a moment to focus on the family as we head into a Wednesday.
Is it up to fate whether or not we become good fathers? I used to worry about that because my own dad was such a poor role model. He was an alcoholic, and in his drunken stupors, he would threaten my mother and scare the living daylights out of me. My dad walked out on us when I was 5 years old. For years, he floated in and out of my life, but was rarely a positive influence, and he certainly didn't model for me what good fathering looked like. He mostly broke his promises and disappointed me again and again. Was I destined to follow in my father's footsteps as a parent of my two boys? Well, research does seem to indicate that most of us parent the way we were parented, but we can break the chains of dysfunction. Learning to be a good dad hasn't always been easy for me, and it may be tough for you. The most important lesson I've learned is that being a good man and a loving father isn't about fate, it's about choices. To this day, I still parent out of the void my dad left behind, but I do my best to turn those negatives into positives. I connect with my boys in areas where my own father dropped the ball so badly. I show my kids unconditional love and assure them that I'll never leave them no matter what they do. And maybe you hope to be a different father than you had growing up. If so, just remember that new choices aren't always easy, but they are possible. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 98.3 FM, 98.Q Country, WCQM.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind on where you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show, knock yourself out and hit a new.
There rumors always turning, yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way. I'm driving, you know.
I know. And I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show, and I can sell out.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.